Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing light clouds. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that the United States has attacked Iran for the fifth consecutive night, but President Trump is not ready to send in ground troops. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that President Trump is considering increasing airstrikes and ground action against Iran, exploring options like seizing islands in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that Kuwait intercepted Iranian missiles and drones this morning. President Trump commented that Iran wants to settle with the United States, with Washington yet to decide on further moves. Separately, JNS reports that a Sacramento City Council member who accuses Israel of genocide is leading the California Democratic primary for Congress. And finally, Axios reveals that a measure to cut Israel aid has failed in a bipartisan House vote, highlighting deep divisions within the Democratic Party. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that US VP Vance told Joe Rogan about alleged Israeli efforts to prolong the war indefinitely by influencing American public opinion. Jonathan Schanzer, a Middle East expert, posted that officials at the White House were asked to turn over phones amidst reports of security issues with a Qatari-gifted airplane intended for use as Air Force One. Ynet Global highlighted that the U.S. has launched attacks on Iran for the fifth consecutive night, while President Trump remains hesitant to deploy ground troops, focusing instead on degrading Iran's threats in the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go deeper, starting with the United States' ongoing attacks on Iran. According to Ynet, the objective is to weaken Iran's ability to threaten ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Despite the strikes, President Trump remains cautious about deploying ground troops, weighing the risks of escalating military involvement. This cautious stance underscores the complexity of U.S. foreign policy in the region. Turning to Kuwait's defense actions, the Jerusalem Post reports that Kuwait successfully intercepted Iranian missiles and drones earlier today. This defensive move comes as tensions escalate in the region, with Iran's activities drawing international concern. The successful interception highlights the region's tense atmosphere and the need for robust defense systems. Meanwhile, in U.S. politics, JNS outlines that Sacramento City Council member Vang is leading the Democratic primary, despite controversial statements about Israel. This development reflects a broader trend of progressive influence in American politics. It may have implications for U.S.-Israel relations, depending on the outcome of the primaries. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports the failure of a measure to cut Israel aid in the House vote. The vote revealed significant divisions among Democrats, with implications for future U.S. policy towards Israel. This outcome may influence diplomatic discussions and aid negotiations moving forward. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Olympic medalist and judoka Inbar Lanyar is speaking out against the rising cost of living. She uses her social media platform to advocate for changes in market concentration, particularly in the food sector. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a former worker's claim against Meta, alleging that the company penalized her pregnancy leave. This case adds to ongoing discussions about workplace rights and technological impacts on employment. And finally, CTEC shares that former leaders of SentinelOne have secured $50 million for their new cybersecurity startup, Neo Security. This investment underscores the growing interest in next-generation cybersecurity solutions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.